The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this 24th day of September, 2018. And from the undisclosed location in a bunker that he's hiding in, down in God's waiting room, Steve Elkins.
Hello there, John. Hey, John, we're getting a lot of traffic. I'm getting a lot of traffic to my email lately. Some of it's really nice, very, very nice about the show and the network. And some of it's definitely troll stuff, you know. The last one I got yesterday, I've got three or four lately. I actually have five on my ban list now that I won't take the emails. And a guy writes me, he's supposedly a clinical psychologist, and he writes me this. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'll send it over to you. But everything is in caps, like he's screaming at me, and there's biblical scripture all over it. And Mark 8:18, which I understand, Mark 8:18, have eyes, do you see? Yeah, I see. I see that we must be right over the target because the trolls are getting, they're monitoring the network. And I just have a little gift for those people listening in that are trolls that are trying to disrupt this network. And Mike, would you please roll that footage, please?
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Now, you want to explain the clips since this is radio television without pictures?
Well, I think most people know that's from Animal House, the fraternity initiation. That was Kevin Bacon in his underwear getting a little spanking there to be initiated to the fraternity. And I just want to say thank you out there. We must be doing something right, John, because I am getting some nasty stuff, which means we must be touching a nerve.
And see, but here, let me explain to the listeners what's going on here. You're the least inoffensive on the network.
Yeah.
But you're the new guy. They always do this to the new people. Mm-hmm. And to see if they can rattle your cage. Now, it'll take one or two emails to you to realize they can't do that, and eventually the trolls will go away. Right. You said clinical psychologist?
Yeah, clinical psychologist, and everything was in caps, and I knew right away, you know, clinical psychologists, when you talk to them, they're really calm. Their voice is very calm. They're very steady, relaxed. Can I help you? They try to solve problems, but this guy was caps. The entire thing was caps. And then biblical scripture, and I thought, you're not a clinical psychologist, you're a fraud. And I'm not sure what he's trying to do, but it's not working. I just wanted to send that little clip out. Well, thank you, sir. May I have another?
And this is why I eliminated the comment section on the news stories on the website, because it became troll heaven.
Right.
And anybody, and here's the thing. You know how if you invite the vampire in, he'll come in and suck your blood. Well, if you invite a troll in, if you leave the door open, they're going to come in and they're going to suck you dry.
Right.
The best solution for that, we have live programming. We have a toll-free number. If they have any questions, they can call up and ask them and expose themselves for exactly what they are. You know, it didn't take me, and I talked to you about this yesterday, at Mickey D's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you what, folks. If you don't think communication is an important tool to do business, then I don't know what land you're living in. Now, just to give you this is personal experience. I went to Mickey D's on a Saturday night. Mickey D's is running this 2 for $5. They're copying Burger King, because they're offering their whatever they call those things. What do they call those things? I don't even remember.
It's a Whopper.
Oh, well, you know, it takes two hands to handle a slopper. At any rate, they're offering two of those for $6. So that's $3 a piece. Not bad price in inflationary days we have now. So McDonald's is looking at this and going, oh, okay, well, we'll offer two Big Macs for $5. Well, I went in Saturday night, and it was a special order. Forget the center bun on both of them and grill the meat fresh. How do I know they have the grill on? Because McDonald's is once again discovering that people that show up don't like to have their hamburgers sitting in a warming tray for an hour before they get it. So McDonald's nationwide is grilling up their quarter pounders to order. But don't get excited, folks. Everything else is still stuck in the bin. Unless you know of their practice, and then you can actually get a hamburger from McDonald's that doesn't taste that bad. So, lo and behold, going there Saturday night, 2 minutes after I made the order, boom, it's on the counter. I looked at the guy sticking his head through the hole, and I said, look, you didn't grill this fresh. Yeah, I did. It only takes 5 minutes. I said, it has only been 2 minutes. And lo and behold, the manager looked on the screen as to when the order was placed. And I looked at him and I said, you're lying. And I thought, you know, the hell with this. I just walked out. The next day I'm in there to order the very same thing. And the person that took the order spoke pretty fluent English, but something got lost in the translation. At McDonald's, if you order a salad, it comes in this plastic container, clear plastic container. I'm sure most of you have seen them. Well, I didn't bother looking at the order until I got it home, opened it up. There were two patties with a piece of cheese in between on a bed of lettuce with two pickles laying on the side. And I went, what the hell is this? So I went back to the store. I walked in, opened up the bag. I said, tell me what's wrong with this order. She looked at it and she said, well, it says no bun. I said, no center bun. No, it said no bun. And I said, no, I wanted top bun, I wanted bottom bun, no middle bun. And I said, am I in Mexico? Do I need to speak Spanish for you people to understand me? Now, here's where it starts to get interesting. Evidently, what I didn't see standing behind me was a Mexican employee with a mop. He was about 5'0" tall, young guy. And somebody from behind the counter is how it got my attention, said, don't, it's not worth it. And I turned around and I looked at this kid, and he's got his mop in his hand with a scowl on his face moving away from me. I'm going, okay, I need to get the hell out of here. Well, and then the snowflake, the one that had nothing to do with this whole thing, the only white person in there, and I would have put her at about 18, 19 years old, and of course she had the pink hair, started in on me about being hateful and this is not appropriate. And I just looked at her and I said, really? I said, butt out. Butt out. Well, I'm standing there and I'm waiting for this order. By God, by Jiminy, this time they're going to get it right. If I've got to stay there till closing. And they're taking their time. Evidently, they're grilling up the meat as requested now. I turned around, I looked at this kid that was mopping the floor, and I walked up to him, and I was about 5 feet from him. I said, do you want to come at me? I've got time. I'm waiting. Go ahead. He just looked at me and walked away. Folks, I'm telling you what. In Mickey D's down here in Texas, they're all Mexicans that don't speak English. Now, are these people all legal citizens? I doubt it very, very, very much. And the other people that they're hiring is evidently the people that are snowflakes. So now we got illegals, and now we got snowflakes at Mickey D's. And they're... Yeah, I'm sorry, am I missing something? Well, speak louder. I didn't get all of it. At any rate, Mickey D's is going cashless with their kiosk. Now, half of them don't even have the little devices in which you can use your plastic to order. So if it isn't bad enough that you can't verbally communicate with these people, McDonald's is moving to cashless. Folks, they're getting ready to go cashless in this country. This is what the bankers want. This is what the bankers will get. Because you see, our funny money, it's just that anymore. We don't even need a reminder anymore of what it used to be. They want to wipe that out of our memory. But folks, I'm telling you, in this country, if we don't put a stop to this culturally, this country is gone. If you're at all concerned about this, well, you damn well better be. You better be. Because the government just came out with their own figures. Remember how they were always telling us, oh, there's 11 million illegals in this country. What do we do about these illegals? What do we do about the anchor babies? Well, we can't separate these people. Well, and they were running the gamut here. They were running the gamut on, you know, they've got rights. No, they don't have any rights. They got rights in their own country, but they don't have any constitutional rights. They don't have any rights in this country. Ergo, being illegal. Well, the Center for Immigration Studies says that there are nearly 62 million migrants. Now, they're migrants, folks. They're not illegal aliens. Remember? They switched the verbiage up on that so it doesn't sound as bad. 62 million migrants and their children who were born in the U.S. and given birthright citizenship living within the country. There were 17.1 million U.S.-born minor children of immigrants in the country as of 2017. There's your anchor, baby. There's your anchor babies, folks. 17 million. Not 11 million, but we're just talking about the babies they've dropped in country. Now, these are immigrants, and their U.S.-born children now represent 1 in 5 residents in America. No, you didn't hear me say California. No, you didn't hear me say Arizona. No, you didn't hear me say New Mexico. I said United States, 1 in 5. A population is expected to increase if current legal immigration levels continue. Remember what I said, folks. If the government is citing a figure, you can safely times it by 3. You're probably better off doing it by 4. And in this case, it's even worse. How about times 6? Steve?
I agree with that 100%. You know, in the hospital, when I do a history on a patient coming in, and I have to ask these questions about narcotic use or alcohol use. And this is a proven fact. It's a proven fact. You're right. The number, multiply whatever they give you by 3 or 4, and that's pretty much the accurate number of beers they drink a day. And do the weekly count and everything. But yeah, 3 to 4. But this one here, and I theorized it was closer to 40 million. It's way more than 12, because 12 has been around for 12 or 12 and a half million. They've been using that number for a good 15 years now. They've never changed the number. They just, for some reason, when you lie, you actually have to extend it and change it once in a while every year, you know, assuming that you had more illegal immigration. And so we're going to, well, hopefully we'll not find out with an amnesty how many really there are. But I mean, I would like to know, but I want them out of the country and go through the legal process to get here. But, you know, 40 million, 60 million, it's a hell of a lot more than 12 million, I tell you that.
Well, those babies don't have Velcro on their butts. The mothers can pick them up and take them back to Mexico or Nicaragua or wherever they came from. You know, this is past ludicrous.
That is.
Newly released analysis from the CIS researchers based on Census Bureau data reveals, as I said, there are about 61.6 million immigrants and their U.S.-born children. The U.S. is nearly alone in granting birthright citizenship to the children of foreign nationals. Now, folks, let me stop and digress and explain this and break this down for you. While you're seeing other countries around the world get what? Oh, migrants from Syria or migrants from this country. It is going on here in this country, and it's called Mexicans and other than Mexicans, okay? The end goal of, and Let me explain this once again, that the actors on stage coming out of the Pentagon and the government, the Congress critters, all senators and Congress critters as well. This is all show. They are the puppets. They are not the deep state. The deep state are the people that arranged the balkanization of the entire planet. Are we starting to understand this now? And Steve, I'm starting to get pissed off because I'm not hearing anybody talk about this. It's like they're in a coma. It's like they're not even reporting on what's really on a slow roll, what's going on right in front of your face.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, Michael Moore is in the news now with this new movie of his called, what was it, Fahrenheit 11-9? And I'm thinking a while back, he was talking about our countries being taken away from us with this illegal immigration, the globalization hearing. And I'm finding here, I'm looking here, and there's something that says, dude, where's my country? And he's doing a little flip-flop here because he is the biggest bleeding heart liberal out there. He's for open borders. He's for no rules at all. And so I'm asking myself, he writes this book here, dude, where's my country? Well, it's going because of people like you. You know, I mean, we have no borders or porous borders. I mean, this is a total joke what's happening here, and where illegals are actually being given rights as a citizen. Now, you know, there's a confusion here with human rights versus citizens' rights, and they're confusing those. So these people coming here are not fleeing their country because they're being murdered and slaughtered. They're coming here for a better way of life on the backs of the U.S. taxpayer. Now, I'm a nice guy. I am a nice guy, but I'm not that damn nice because I take care of my country first, citizens first, veterans first. You people are last. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Oh, but
you come in the right way. That's it.
Well, but you see here, now that's being intolerant and that's being hateful. And you see,
I'll take that.
You know, God, I've got so much on my mind today that I'm just absolutely pissed off about. You know, what you didn't say and what you were talking about yesterday when I was on the phone with you, you started to talk about taking the history. Now, you told me about an instance of the parents were at the hospital and they no hablade anything except Spanish. Their 12-year-old boy was bilingual. Now, how in God's green earth, out of respect, do you ask a 12-year-old boy about your parents' sex habits or drug use or anything else?
That's pretty embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. And it wasn't you that was embarrassed. It was part of your job. You were embarrassed for the 12-year-old.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it was a situation, and a lot of hospitals have this problem. They don't have enough interpreters. They flat out don't have enough interpreters, and the hospital ties your hands to say you actually have to have a legal interpreter in your hospital. Well, you know, if you work in ICU and critical care, you need information fast. Fast information means you have a higher success rate. It's important I get information very, very quick, and I ask questions, and they look at me, and they go, no English. Oh, my God, I'm in trouble here. I need to know some really important things here. A whole bunch of questions, and I don't speak Spanish. Now, I got a job offer in San Diego back in the 90s. I went out for an interview, they flew me out there. It was a great interview. They offered me a decent job, decent wage, salary. And they asked me, the job was offered to me, and they said, would you have a problem going to classes to learn Spanish? This was back in the 90s, like 94, 95. And I said, you know, I don't have a problem learning a language, but I would refuse to go to language classes for Spanish because it doesn't give them incentive to learn the language of this country, English. And so, therefore, if that's a
you're going to walk right to the end of the break, aren't you? You're not going to give me an out. No, you're not. We're breaking right now.
All right. Breaking.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Peter Gunn, really? Did you request that?
Yeah. I said you needed a good following out of a commercial. We can get some serious roll here. This is positive. This is energy, John. This is energy. Go with it, buddy. Go with it.
Now I've got a manager for my show now.
All right, let me finish up real quick here. And with this,
oh,
with
you're not whole... done.
No, heck no, I'm not done. You can't shut me up. No, okay. No. I didn't take the job. I did not take the job in San Diego. And I would not go to classes to learn Spanish because it defeats the purpose. These people are not going to learn. There's no incentive to learn. So I went back to Utah and just stayed there, and I had a good deal anyway there. So I just wanted to get to the West Coast and California and family out there, and I thought it'd be fun. But time is essential when you're working in ICU. You need to get your history, your information, and it's very important. And most of the time, there's not enough hospital interpreters in the hospital. I don't even have a clue how many they hire, but they don't hire enough. So what you're resorting to is actually calling for the cleaning lady who's bilingual. Hopefully the cleaning lady is bilingual. If not, you call somebody from maintenance crew who's bilingual, and you use them. Wow. Except now I found out they came back and said, hey, Steve, you can't do that. That's not legal. That's not legal. They're not qualified interpreters. So you're really in the medical.
A 12-year-old family member is?
I guess so. In the medical field, your hands are being tied on this issue, and lawyers are going to love that.
Well, and here's the point I was going to make. is simply this. Between the McDonald's story that they couldn't get a damn Big Mac right, and that's just a stupid little sandwich, folks. Who cares?
Right.
But it's communication. By the way, that's what I said to the little snowflake that was butting in where she had no business butting in the first place. As I looked at her, I said, you know what's essential for business to be conducted? It's proper communication.
Yep.
And, folks, here we are talking about a couple that came in that no hable anything but Spanish, using a 12-year-old as an interpreter. Do you think the 12-year-old might misinterpret what's going on and give the wrong information?
Yep.
Lives are depending on this. We're not talking about getting rid of a hunger pang. We're talking about somebody's life.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that's kind of brutish, isn't it? To say that, you know what? I'm tired of the illegals coming into this country. I'm tired of the communists in this country balkanizing it. And if you think it's just for votes, you better back your stupid butt up a few steps. Because what this is about is the balkanization and the cracking of our culture in this country. Now, I've got nothing against Mexicans. I got nothing against Chinese. I got nothing against the Vietnamese. I got nothing against Koreans. I got nothing against these people whatsoever. I don't give a damn if they're from Syria, they're Iraq, Iran, Korea, Japan, China. I don't care. If you're going to come into this country, do it by way of legal immigration. End of story. Because you know what you do at that time? You put your cards on the table, face up, not face down, face up. You are saying, I want to come into this country. I want to become a citizen of your country. I want to abide by its rules. I want the freedom and liberty that we envy you so much for. And by the way, a good paycheck's not bad either to kick all that off. But you know what? Do it legally.
Exactly.
God almighty, I swear to God, what do you think the founders would be doing? Looking at the political situation and Steve, looking at how these politicians, and if you break that down, poly meaning many, tick,
yep,
a many-headed, blood-sucking insect. How do you think the founders would be reacting to these Congress clowns that we have now?
Well, I don't think they were statesmen then. Politicians or statesmen are two different things, two different entities. They would be very disappointed. The political correctness is killing this country. That's one thing. And the politicians are self-serving. Most of them are self-serving. They're career politicians. We just got rid of one, thank God. There's a couple more we can get rid of. But they're self-serving. They're in for it. They game for themselves. They enrich themselves. They're bleeding us dry. And they're not representing us, not at all. There you go. By the way, I had a positive police experience today, John. Did you get that? Yeah, I got pulled over. All the lights went on. My wife goes, "What did you do?" I said, "I don't know. I'm going slow. I drive slow. I drive like the old people down here drive, and then I'm still too young to drive this slow, but I drive slow."
No, you want to blend in with the God's waiting room people.
Yeah, I do. And yeah. The lights came on, and I go, I don't know. There was a stop sign. Did you stop? Yeah, I stopped for the stop sign. She pulled behind me, and I don't know what I did wrong. And she said, that sign back there, yeah, the stop sign, I stopped. She goes, yeah, you did, but there's also a sign that says right only. And I said, doesn't it say right only or forward, straight, or right, my option? She goes, no, it only says right. And I said, I looked at her. I said, "Well, I apologize for that. Could you be kind and please make this a warning?" And she looked at me like, "Wow, that's pretty bold." And then she said, "Yeah, I can do that." I thought, "Wow, this is good." She's "I saved you $166." She said.
Yeah, that makes up for all the police abuses out there.
Yeah.
Let's take the break. We'll be back.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No one can decide what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
Keith Rogers. No, I am not going to take the time to read this. I have a show planned out here, but thank you for the email. I will do it later, at any rate. So, what is the word on Mr. Rosenstein?
I just sent it over to you. Did you get it?
I just
sent it to you from Breitbart.
Can you do it?
He offered his resignation to John Kelly, and I've got to read it myself to see. I understood he accepted it, but then he actually sent it back, retracted, and then sent it back again. So I've got to read it myself, John. So I'm sorry,
hey.
I don't have it.
He turned in a letter of resignation and then said,
retracted,
and then gave him another one.
That's kind of how I understood it, but I haven't read this article yet, so I'll find out here shortly.
Okay, rather than you send that over to me.
I already sent it to you. It's there.
Yeah, I know. But see, this is a live show, which means I got to go into the email and I got to open it up and I got to do all that stuff there.
Okay. By the way, I also sent you the Spanish interpretation, how to say two buns, not three. I sent it over to you. So write that on an index card and just laminate that damn thing. And when you walk in there, say Big Mac, and then show them flashcard.
No. That would interrupt my little fantasy of becoming the Hulk.
Okay,
and throwing all the Mexicans in one fell swoop all the way over to the border in Mexico And then dismantling that McDonald's and the police being able to do nothing about it except sit around and watch me tear the place to the ground. I'm telling you, we're not going to get this country back if we have the enemies with inside the gate. The people that want the democracy, the people that these turncoats, these real traitors to this country are allowing into the country. I mean, that's, we go past, we're not going to be able to survive this, folks. I don't have anybody that's really talking about this. Just, it's non-existent. And we're on our way down. Now, of course, we got to float the stories out there that, well, we have 6 million jobs that, well, we don't have qualified people for, so that's the excuse to allow more illegals into the country. Or, I'm sorry, through the visa programs or whatever the case may be. Because we don't have enough educated people in the country to fill those 88 million spots that were left vacant by the banks that attacked us back in 2008. I'm sorry. I don't know, Steve. I'm just... Okay.
Well, I've got to hear the article here. Rosenstein offered his resignation following reports claiming that the Justice Department's second highest ranked official considered secretly recording President Donald Trump and lobbying cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment in a bid to remove him, Axios wrote Monday. So he offered it. Was it accepted? It doesn't say if it was accepted, but he offered his resignation because he knew he was going to be fired. For what just came out a couple days ago. So that's one I see there.
Well, and I don't think, Mr. Trump, and I was talking to you earlier today, and I think this is, everybody's got their prognostication hat on.
Yep.
And I do not think, Donald Trump is kind of taking his foot off the accelerator a little bit, and I believe it's for the midterm elections. But I don't think we're going to see any real fireworks coming out of the Trump administration until his second term. And this is why I'm saying this. Folks, if they can pick up a few more lousy seats for the Congress and they can hold the Senate where it's at right now, yeah, I know it includes the rhinos and people that have an R attached to their name that don't know a damn thing about the Constitution or what it stands for. Yeah, I get all that. But I think he's taken his foot off the accelerator for the midterm elections. He's out there doing his stumping and backing of politicos with the R attached to their name that, yeah, may or may not be worth the powder to blow themselves up with. I don't know. But I don't think Trump is ready to do his real business. And I don't know. I've got this sneaking suspicion, and that's all that it is, folks. You know, I hear a lot of people out there with a lot of negative stuff about Trump. And yeah, I've been negative with Mr. Trump as well. When I see him do something I consider to be a bonehead move, well, I will say so. We've also talked a lot about the good Trump has done. And for some people, that's not good enough. They got to pick that apart. But you can't undo how many years of treason, how many years of treating this country like it's a democracy and not a limited republic that's constitutional wise. You can't perform miracles overnight and straighten up the whole damn thing. People are now starting to get the idea that this trade war that Trump is engaged with China, folks, this is not a proclaimed war by Donald Trump on China. This happened when we gave them most favored nation status by the Republicans back when, and then sat idly by while billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars in trade deficits were mounting. This year, I think the trade deficit is down to a whopping $381 billion with China. It is they that waged a trade war with us. Trump is just trying to correct it. Now, if anybody's got a problem with that one, okay, well, okay, then I guess you got a problem with anything. You'll pick fly crap out of anybody's sugar bowl. Okay, I get it. I get it. But I don't think Trump is going to do his heavy hitting until he gets the second term. And the way it sits right now, I don't think there's any chance of Trump losing the second election. They've tried everything that they could throw at him. Look at the shenanigans and the show that has been going on for the past 2 years, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
crazy.
Which
does he really want a second term? You think about it. I mean, this has been hell for him. You got a bit. Would if John in his shoes, would you want to do another 4 years? Would you want to do this? I know you love your country. You love your country. You want to do the best you can.
Now, are you asking me as Donald Trump or as John Stadtmiller?
As John Stadtmiller, if you were in his shoes,
in
as
spades,
much crap
in spades, brother.
Okay.
If I'm going to skin my knuckles, it's not going to be punching the walls that they throw up in front of me. It's going to be walking around the walls and punching the people in the face that put the walls up there. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, a lot of people would say it's not worth it, and my family and everything else, and I'm going to go back to making lots of money, and hell with this. I did my best. I tried, and the deep state won, and they gave it up. I mean, some people would say, yeah, I throw in the towel. I'm still worried that, to be honest with you, he might get through this first presidency, and if he gets that second one, John, I really think we're going to see a threat on his life. Something is going to happen, and we're going to see security, we're going to see intelligence drop the ball, and that's how successful assassinations happen. They're always involved. Intelligence lapses are always involved with a successful assassination, just like in JFK. So I would worry. You know, he has the potential to really seal himself and surround himself with the best. And he's not using 100% government for his security. He uses private also, which is a smart thing to do. And you just got to clue in the private guys. If this government guy starts to pull his gun and point at me, make sure you take him out. But I worry that a second term, if he gets through this first one, I'm surprised nothing's happened yet. And, I mean, you watched the video with me, Trump at War, and you saw the Antifa. You saw the worst of the worst. And we are the ones that are called the deplorables for supporting a president. We have not acted outside of character. We have not attacked people. We may disagree politically, but we are constrained. We are intelligent people. We like debate. And the other side says we don't give a shit.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that during Obama's administration we weren't saying the N-word and camping out in the front lawn of the White House, going string them up to the closest tree? You mean that didn't happen?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. I must have been in a vacuum, a void of news and information, because I could have sworn that people were calling anybody that criticized Mr. Obama that you were all racist. No, what they saw was the politics. That's what they were against.
Well, you know, you think about it, John, race relations actually were worse. They actually were worse under Obama. They really were.
Yeah. Well,
and here's the guy who's supposed to be, a divider. He's African American. He's a Kenyan, but their own blacks, his own race, doesn't like him. They didn't trust him. They know how he was in Chicago, and they don't trust him.
Well, that's because he did nothing about the inner city violence. That's because he did nothing constructive about real jobs. It's because he never offered a constructive criticism on how to fix the problems. That's why. Right. So you got, 6 foot 4 Donald Trump, white boy with the white hair coming in, or blonde or whatever the hell it was, and making statements, and all of a sudden, well, that guy's white. So when he says that, he's a racist. Right. No, folks, the movie we're talking about, and you can watch this online. And by the way, what Trump at War, and that's Trump with the at sign, war.com. This is a Steve Bannon movie that was just recently released. It's a whole hour and 16 minutes long. And after you watch that video, if you don't get why Trump's being attacked, then you don't know the half of it. And the people that are out there, and I think a lot of them are trolls going, well, Donald Trump, this is just a setup. This was a political setup. Folks, let me explain something to you here. These people are not that creative. How in God's green earth do you bring up 18 other Republicans and then Donald Trump just wipes them with the floor? Did the other 18, did they take a quote-unquote dive intentionally? Did they throw the fight? No, they didn't. You watched the same thing that I did.
Yeah, I did.
It was laughable. It was laughable because they were all of them, even the people on Fox News, well, Donald Trump ain't going to win this election. Who's going to elect a guy that's done a reality TV show? You're fired. Well, lo and behold, he did win. And if you pay close attention to the verbiage, let's take Hillary Clinton, for example. When she made that, half of the Trump supporters are the deplorables. Now, let me explain to you folks who those deplorables really were. They were people, husband and wives with families. Here were people that were concerned about the economy. Here was the people that were concerned about the illegals flooding into this country. Here were the people that were desperate for some political head someplace to talk about debt and money and the economy. These are the deplorables, the people that had morality and ethics. These are the ones that Hillary Clinton was decrying to be deplorable. Now, in this movie, this hour and 16-minute movie, Trump at War, and folks, you have to sign up for it. Go to the website, TrumpAtWar.com.
John, I sent the link over to Mike. He can post it on the website. I put it right there. It's under WesternJournal.com, Trump right. at War. So I sent the link over to Mike.
Now, some of this, and when it comes to the military part of this, kind of turned my stomach.
Yeah, me
but,
too.
But in this movie, you know, people were saying to Bannon, well, he was thrown out of the White House. Bannon probably hates Trump now. No, he doesn't. Because Steve Bannon is representing the same thing that Donald Trump did. It ain't about them. It's about this country. And Steve Bannon was smart enough to recognize this, not try to throw Donald Trump under the bus. All right? So there is a piece in there that Barack Obama, and he was stumping for Hillary. And there's Barack Obama saying, there has been a fundamental change in this country, and we need to see it through. What he was talking about is Hillary Clinton coming on the heels of Mr. Barack Communist Obama, and she was going to put the final touches on this cultural change that you're seeing in this country. We would have had a dyed-in-the-wool communitarian in the White House. And it isn't like she didn't know. She's been Secretary of State. She's been First Lady. She's been a senator. This vampire bat has been around Washington, D.C., sucking the life out of a lot of people over the years. And I mean literally. The Clinton death list, folks, this isn't a fabrication of the loony extreme right. This is real stuff. The two biggest criminals that ever have been in that White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That is the honest to God, it's the truth. It is the truth. Now, we got people in this country that won't look at anything other than a cereal box top. They won't read anything. They won't listen to anything that they against what they've been programmed with because they have lost the ability to think. They're so damn lazy, they let other people think for them. When they have ceased to be thinkers. They have ceased to be human beings, in my estimation. They have ceased way long ago to be American. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hi. I have a comment. I just took a political survey. Well, actually, I have a question for you. I know, right?
Yeah.
She asked for somebody else that I live with. I said, can I do it? Anyway, my question is what is that called in Washington when they mix a bunch of bills together and then say, well, you know, they put somebody's special interests into a bill with something they might be against?
Yeah.
What is that called?
Pork spending. Isn't that pork spending?
Well, that's the result of it. But what she's getting at is there is a clean bill that everybody should vote on, and then right. everybody's putting riders on that bill.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is a term for there is a term for it, but I forgot exactly what it is. But
okay, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if you want to, if you want a straight bill killed, put something in there that people are holding their nose over, and then you can guarantee that the original thing that they were voting on will never be voted on because it'll be rejected.
Well, thank God for RBN because I learned a few things, and when this lady called, what they did was, We have a Prop D thing going on where, they pull at your heartstrings, John, I got to tell you. They put it's a fuel tax increase of, I don't know, 2.5 cents a gallon or something to help the people in the Special Olympics pulls at your heartstrings, right? And the other thing was gives the police department a raise. And it improves our road system because if somebody doesn't have a guardrail, they might die. Okay?
Okay, now let me ask you a few fundamental questions here. Was this for Missouri or was this federal?
It was strictly Missouri.
Okay.
I said hell no to Claire McCaskill. I said I voted for her once and I'll never do it again.
Okay.
So it was definitely it was local, but
okay.
He kept asking me.
Okay, hold on. We got to go to break here. Hold on, just hang on.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Being the good talk show host that I am, I'm going to extract all the valuable information this woman has locked up in her minds. We will do that after we get back. Still awake down there, Steve?
I am.
Okay,
listen,
then.
Good stuff.
All right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out.
Okay, we're back. Rhonda.
Hey, John, real quick. I think she's talking about a rider bill. It's called a rider bill.
Oh, okay.
They tack it on, and the special benefit to you or your interest is called an earmark. I believe that's what it's called, but I believe she's talking about a rider bill.
Okay, so now the state.
Well, they started doing this with surveys.
Okay.
Lumping stuff in together, pulling at your heartstrings, Special Olympics, corrupt police department. And what I mean by that, John, is I listen to Tom Lehrke of Earth Stewart as well. And on Monday nights, he has these great people on, Aaron and...
I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, it's the...
Wait, hang on a second here, Rhonda. Who is...
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry, what? Rudy and Aaron Davis?
That's them, yes.
All right.
And I listen to their program, and Tom gives them Monday nights. It's awesome. And he made me aware of a situation with a political prisoner in Missouri, Jeffrey Winehouse. And I, you know, so I became active. I wrote to the governor and said, if you don't pardon him, at least give him medical help because he's suffering. So... RBN is great for all this stuff because I wouldn't have known that. And then I was also became aware of that Missouri got a new state attorney general, and this has to do with a political prisoner, that she has refused to take cases from certain counties because they're corrupt. So there are corrupt police counties in Missouri that have corrupt police departments. So every time this woman was trying to get me to vote yes for Prop D, right, 2.5 cents on fuel tax, I said, are we still talking about the same bill? Is it going to give? And unfortunately, John, these good policemen, well, guess what? They should out the bad policemen because I said no, no, no. But I'm sorry, Special Olympics, no. We still got corrupt police departments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she won't. Our state attorney general won't hear cases from those departments. So why would I vote yes to increase their pay? Why would I do that?
Well, and state, if they're doing this at the state level, if they're putting a 2.5 cents tax for a raise for the cops, that's got to be the state. Because everybody... Okay, that makes sense. Because everybody else in whatever city that they're in, if they need funding for the police, they'll just float a bond or something in order to...
Yep.
You know, hire police or give them a raise or whatever the case may be. So,
but they pull on your heartstrings, John. They say, but Special Olympics. And you go,
oh, yeah.
So it's like you're fighting with them. They say Special Olympics. You say corrupt police department, but Special Olympics, no? Or what was the other thing she was saying? Oh, roadways. People could die without guardrails. But you go, corrupt police department. I kept doing that. I said, no, I'm sorry. If you're going to... I would definitely, if they were individual bills, I would tell you how I would vote for a tax if it was a Special Olympics or guardrails. But since you're putting corrupt police departments in there with that, I'm saying no, right?
They were shocked. I've been getting these political survey calls, and they're just aghast that you don't want to take part in our Sabre survey. And I'm going, no, I don't. Because you're asking me questions that I don't want to answer. You're asking questions that have no pertinence to anything.
And I'll leave you with this real quick. At the end, she thanked me for taking the survey. I said, no, thank you for calling. And, you know, she said, no, thank you for your knowledge. And I'm thinking, thanks to RBN, I have the knowledge.
That's cool.
All right, thanks, John.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, let's take the top of the hour break. Al in West Virginia, you'll be up next. 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.